When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Now, if you will please turn to Matthew, the 21st chapter, and we shall consider a few verses there from verse 13. He said unto them, "It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased. Our Lord cleansed the temple yet again, trying to tell the people, the leaders, the religious leaders, that the principal purpose of God's house is to be a house of prayer. You know, my dear friends, I have been greatly blamed in some quarters, because I will not waste my time talking or in needless discussions, nor will I waste my time in any self-defense. Now I have a full job to do, and I'm doing it so poorly that I have hardly any time for distractions. How poorly am I exalting the Lord Jesus? That's my only concern, nothing else. No other axe to grind. If I don't fulfill God's will in obeying His commission, then you want me to be a mere pretender, a kind of orator of some sort or speaker? No. People would applaud you if you begin to discuss Zen Buddhism or even proclaim the glories of the Islamic movement. You will have a house full of hearers. But Jesus has become the taboo, the unacceptable name today in many quarters. And doctors and others will tell you that even in their hospitals, they have to be most cautious in talking about Jesus. Now, my dear friends, Jesus is the very breath of our lives. It was in old East Germany, the communist country, that I was so shocked to hear a lady tell me, "Here in the old people's home, even when people are dying, they haven't a ray of hope or comfort. I cannot speak to them about Jesus. I can talk about anything else except Jesus." Now, this has come to be the unwritten law today in many circles, which is plain intolerance directed simply against the Christian truth. Or plainly speaking, it is directed against truth. And this seems to be developing, growing in leaps and bounds. And what has taken over in our world of banking or commerce or government or administration is many devious and deceitful camps and arrangements to defraud, not just at the penny or pound level, which would have gained an instant incarceration, prison sentence, but these things, the kind of deceits that are being hatched and practiced, are such that whole nations are held captive today, and many innocent people are suffering. Just plain untruthfulness in almost every area of life. Take family life, take the family altar. No, I mean the marriage altar. Take church life. Take any branch of human activity. Sports. Can you imagine that people would want to win a cup or a medal or some distinction using drugs? That in itself disqualifies a sportsman. That's not sport. But yet, the kind of deceit that has entered into every area of our present activities is so staggering and appalling. And I wonder how this bunch of godless people have grown up without ever being administered the truth. Well, that puts the blame squarely on us, on me. Well, you know how we dither, how we procrastinate. There are certain things that needs must be done. See, if your gas tank is running dry or low, you know you have to go right into a gas station and fill up. You're not going to dither about that. There are so many other matters in which we want to be exact and precise and do the needful. But spiritual needs go a-begging. Eternal souls, and we do so little about. I asked a group of people recently, how many of you pray for the telecast? And I could see in the meeting hardly three hands going up. I said, on the other hand, have you invited someone else to listen to the Word of God or introduce them to our program? There were barely three people. Now, that shows complete unreality. You know, if I had conducted my work in that fashion, I would have reached nobody. I would have lived a kind of life, indulgent, lazy life, pleasing myself, and life would be over. That's all the accomplishment of my life would have been. But things had to be done on time. Faith had to be exercised. Cleansing had to be effected. Spiritual truth had to be enforced. Revival had to be sought and prayed for till procured. Now, my dear friends, I find that though there are far greater number of people who, having once been touched, have been active in a sense, a lot more of them today than ever before. And yet, I find that a lot of worldliness has been creeping in. You know, you can serve the Lord Jesus Christ with total abandon. You have nothing to lose in serving Jesus and everything to gain. But you know how we treasure and value our own comfort. And there are too many things that distract us. Thoughts of unfaith. You can just sit and ponder the possible dangers that will cross your path. What's the good of that? You can philosophize about, you can sit with the Bible and just take it in intellectually, not apply it to your own heart, and say, oh, I'm doing a great job. You know, how many people don't accomplish much simply because they imagine that they are doing a splendid job? My dear friends, I have never come to think like that. There has never been the possibility of my ever arriving at a point when I could compliment myself. I could only look at Jesus and say, Lord, you deserve to be served far better than I do serve you. That's my constant cry. Now, my friends, here in the 14th verse, the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Let us pray. O Lord our God, as you went into that temple and cleansed the temple, and thereafter received the blind and the lame to heal them, we come to you this evening, Lord. We do not want to be afflicted with partial blindness of any sort. Oh, how little we have done for you. Please pardon, I pray. We ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.